Welcome back to another episode of Myths versus Facts. You know, more and more Americans are asking questions about just exactly what's going on. They're beginning to see that there may be an agenda to what they see, where the United States is heading more and more towards a socialist state, and that socialist state being simply a cog in a one-world government. More and more people are convinced that a conspiracy exists. Others that a conspiracy is strictly a very weak theory. In other words, all the things you see happening are simply accidents, the natural course of history, and that sort of thing. And yet, when we see things going on around us, such as government suing people and that sort of thing, they almost always include the idea of conspiracy. And we see conspiracy in other areas that no one denies. For instance, the mafia. Isn't that a conspiracy? You know, another thing, on a more local level, cheating spouses are a conspiracy, aren't they? It's a conspiracy of two. And those things go on all the time. The evidence is compelling that a coordinating factor exists in all the problems we see besetting the United States and around the world. Okay, so we say that a conspiracy exists, at least we do in the John Birch Society. Well, how long has this conspiracy existed? Many point to the Illuminati as the focal point of that conspiracy, at least the beginning of it. And it's difficult not to. The Illuminati's existence is a fact. You cannot refute that. Now, we can't go into detail what's contained in our book on this video series, but in the Victor Go the Myths and Monuments, we go into a lot of extensive detail on the Illuminati. One of the things that was written very early on about the Illuminati was by John Robison. Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati, tried to recruit Robison into the Illuminati and carry it back into England. And he wrote a book called Proofs of a Conspiracy. And that book is well known. We carry it here in the John Birch Society. We reprinted it from its 1798 edition. There's another book, too, written by Abbé Barrouel, who was a Frenchman. The title of it was Memoirs Illustrating the History of Jacobinism. As a matter of fact, I have the four-volume history of this book as it was originally published. We just recently acquired these due to the gift of one of our members. And it's in remarkable condition. It was originally published in 1795. And it's, 1797, same year as Robison's book. And it's again, the memoirs illustrating the history of Jacobinism, and it's translated from the French into English and was published in England. Now, this is a four-volume history, you can see here, and we keep it covered because it is a substantial, old book, and we don't want to get too many things on it, like finger oil and that sort of thing. So we see two very early on histories of the Illuminati. One was called, The Proofs of a Conspiracy, aptly named, and the other one illustrating the history of Jacobinism, because Jacobinism was the first real wholesale large front of the Illuminati in France and then into the United States. We even see it from the words of Winston Churchill. And he wrote an article many years ago in 1920, and part of that article said this, quote, "From the days of Spartacus Weishaupt, who founded the secret order of the Illuminati on May 1, 1776, to those of Karl Marx, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and for the reconstruction of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence and impossible equality, has been steadily growing. It played a definitely recognizable role in the tragedy of the French Revolution. It has been the mainstream of every subversive movement during the 19th century." So we see from the words of Winston Churchill that the Illuminati played a role in the French Revolution and in every revolutionary organization in the 18th century. communism, socialism, anarchism, etc., etc. Also, Leon Trotsky, who was a very important individual in Bolshevik Russia, he was the second in command, basically, after Lenin. But when Lenin died, Trotsky and Stalin, they started to vie for the leadership of the Bolshevik Russia. Ultimately, Leon Trotsky had to leave and move to Mexico. There, he was finally murdered by an agent of Stalin to eliminate him from any idea of taking over the worldwide communist movement. Stalin wanted that for himself. At any rate, in his book, My Life, Trotsky said this, quote, "The Illuminati, who were the forerunners of revolution, on its left, it culminated in the Carbonari." Now keep that in mind when you as we go forward, that the Illuminati culminated on the left in the Carbonari. Now we don't know who's on the right or whatever faction of the Illuminati, but we do know that according to Leon Trotsky, a worldwide communist leader, the Illuminati on the left culminated in the Carbonari. We're going to talk about that. It's a very important organization in the future segments, because it played a very large role in the United States. And speaking again of the fact of the Illuminati and its influence, the report of the California State Investigating Committee on Education in 1953 said this, quote, "So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati in Bavaria on May 1st, 1776, and that raised its hoary head in our colonies," in other words, here in America, "at the critical period before the adoption of the federal constitution." Again, this was an official report of the California State Investigating Committee on Education in 1953. Keep in mind, this is before the modern California, so they did talk about these things then. So there's no debate over their existence. The debate really is over how influential they were and if and when they actually ceased to exist. Did they really go out of existence? Now, obviously, by the quotes above, its influence existed into all of the 1800s, much longer than what the official record says they dissolved. And the book, To the Victor Go the Myths and Monuments, documents that it did indeed last well past 1800. All of the movements, according to Churchill, sprang from the Illuminati, and these movements have lasted in the 20th and 21st centuries. If communism was part of it in the 18th and 19th centuries, then obviously it would be in the 20th and 21st centuries. The main tenets of the Illuminati, without getting into too much detail at this moment, is it all boils down into two main tenets. They're anti-God, and they stand for a one-world government. Everything they do moves towards those two goals. They may zig and zag, they may fight amongst each other for ascendancy of the leadership of the movement, they may even argue over just exactly how to accomplish these things, but they never deviate from these two tenets. They're anti-God, and they stand for a one-world government, which they will rule. Now, their membership spread all over Germany and into adjacent countries. And into next week, we're going to get into the various aspects of the plan of the Illuminati in their war against God and existing societies.